pleasant word to say about everybody, you might say, well, he sure seemed to be
a pretty nice fellow, a very agreeable fellow, pretty nice bird.
Or he's in a good
humor.
Have you ever heard any children's nicknames they would use to describe a child who goes around telling on other children?
Tattletale.
To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yes.
Tattling is telling on a person, and gossiping is talking about a person. I think that's my. Of course, I don't believe in either one of those myself.
Well, what about this expression? Say if you gave your wife a bracelet for her birthday, and if she were just sitting there, not too expensive, if she were just sitting there looking at it.
Admiring it.
You might say...
Just
aiming it. Wait a minute now.
You might say, well, don't just sit there looking at it, go ahead
and put it on.
Or say if you were sitting on the couch next to a friend of yours and you hadn't even opened your mouth and all of a sudden he said, what'd you say? You might say, me? I said...
Nothing.
That ever happened to you?
No. Not in this house.
Or say, talking about a boy who had broken a window with a ball, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
Or if you had to lift a very heavy weight up on the roof of your house, you might get a block and tackle.
Tackle.
Block
and tackle.
You would do
it. Hoisting it up. I'm pulling it up, hoisting it up.
She mentioned a minute ago that people around here said, downtown, you're going downtown.
Yeah.
Do you have major sections of Galveston, like you mentioned, east side?
East end, west end.
East end and west end.
That's what the terms we use. Because we don't have too much distance between north and south.
I'm telling you now what's happened to the town, if you want to know. We've got malls.
Now.
East end, west, we have malls that they call malls. And it's killed.
Shopping centers, different shopping centers.
Those shopping.
Well, is there any particular section of town where the main offices of the banks are located?
That's a business area, I would call.
No particular word for
no,
it?
No, not that, no.
No particular street where they're located?
No, well, yes, different. Yes, but if you were describing where a bank is, one.
I was just
but as a whole, going downtown to the bank.
Know, in some cities, most of the banks are located right together. Is it like that in Galveston?
Yes, they have, but I don't know how would you explain that to the banking? We say going to town to the bank, because we have banks out in the, out of the business area nowadays.
But you don't hear people talking about the financial district?
No. We got a bank right across the alley here. I look for samples all the time,
right.
Never find any.
Right. Well, are there any neighborhoods in Galveston that can be identified as having particular nationality groups living there?
No. Exclusive neighborhood.
Are there any business areas in town that are purely characterized by different nationalities or anything?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, what about an area, you know, some towns have a particular area of town where the extremely wealthy people live. Is that like, do you have something like that in Galveston?
We do now, coming up, well,
Broadway used to be, and
25th Street there used to be, you might say, considered nice neighborhoods, I mean.
Is it the same way now?
No, they've lost a lot of that. Though they've got... They've got some areas around now that